This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks for listening this morning to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Let's see what's ahead for the Millennium Hotel site, maybe also the East Riverfront. We're going to get that look with Ryan McClure, Executive Director of the Gateway Arch Park Foundation, joining us this morning on the line. Good morning, Ryan.
Hi, Megan. It's great to be with you this morning.
Well, thank you for joining us. I know that the foundation has a lot of things lined out for 2026 and beyond. But first, explain to our listeners what the Gateway Arch Park Foundation is.
Sure. We are the official philanthropic partner and nonprofit for Gateway Arch National Park and surrounding areas. So our mission is to ensure that the arch and surrounding areas are vital, well-supported, and vibrant resources for the community for generations to come.
Give us a big picture of what the future vision is for the area surrounding the arch.
Well, there's a lot of great things, transformational things that can happen in downtown St. Louis and specifically around the arch. As hopefully your listeners know, the foundation purchased the Millennium Hotel site earlier this year, and we are actively doing demolition at the site right now so that it can be redeveloped and an economic engine for St. Louis again. And then around that, I mean, our foundation is always doing free programming like Winterfest that's going on right now. Folks should come visit that. We just reopened the old courthouse this year. But we want to keep going. We are working with the National Park Service to expand Gateway Arch National Park to East St. Louis, which was the original vision of the park when it was designed in 1947. And we're working with stakeholders like MoDOT, East-West Gateway Council of Governments, City of St. Louis, and Greater St. Louis, Inc., on potential solutions for the I-44 corridor that really divides the arch grounds and the riverfront from downtown St. Louis.
So let's start with that, since that's the last one you mentioned. 44, what is the vision for how that would no longer divide things?
Well, so I to be honest, there is not a one solution that is evident today. The important thing is that we study all of the alternatives that could happen there. Because in 15 years, the Poplar Street Bridge and the I-64 double-decker are going to need major interventions. We're talking about substantial interventions on those infrastructure elements. That creates opportunities to rethink things around it, like the I-44 corridor, which is really divided downtown from the riverfront and from the arch from the moment it existed for over 60 years.
It all sounds expensive.
Well, we don't know what it will cost because we have to study it first. And that's the great thing. The first step, and this is going to kick off next year, is MoDOT is doing traffic studies on that entire area, which will be paired with an economic impact study that will study all of the alternatives that could happen on the I-44 corridor and around that. Gateway Arch Park Foundation is committed to raising the private money that's needed to do that economic impact study that will be paired hand in hand with the traffic study MoDOT, East-West Gateway, and the City of St. Louis are doing. So it's truly going to be a public-private partnership that can lead to some dramatic transformations for downtown.
One of the things that really interests and frankly excites me as an Illinois girl is the thought that there could be some redevelopment of the East St. Louis riverfront and really connect it with Missouri, really bridge that span over the Mississippi River.
Sure. And it is exciting. And it's gaining momentum. And really, you think of it, like I said earlier, Eero Saarinen in 1947, when he won the design competition for the arch, had an Illinois component in his design. When we did the City Arch River design competition in 2010, Illinois was part of every design. And the National Park Service has had the legislative authority to expand to the East St. Louis Riverfront since the early 90s. It is time to enact that vision. And we are working with stakeholders in the Metro East, with the City of East St. Louis, Metro East Parks and Recreation Department. Environmental testing is happening on the potential sites where that could expand right now. There's true momentum towards this, and it needs to happen. It needs to happen because it realizes the original vision of the park, and it can be an economic driver for East St. Louis and the Metro East, which is an imperative.
Ryan, really appreciate you bringing this vision of the future to us as we head into the new year. Thanks for your time this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you, Megan.
That is Ryan McClure, Executive Director of the Gateway Arch Park Foundation, joining us this morning here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.